The 108th Congress comes back to Washington this week. The most pressing item on the agenda is an omnibus spending bill. Republican leaders will also be meeting to discuss the chairmanship of the Senate Judiciary Committee. We've called longtime Congress watcher Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute to help us sort out what we might expect in this lame duck session of Congress. Welcome, Mr. Ornstein. Let's start with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter was expected to take over by seniority, but conservative Republicans have objected to some comments he made after the election. What do you think the senator's chances are?
I think the odds are still that Arlen Specter will be named the chair, but he is going to have to go through a very vigorous session to pledge that he will not only allow every judicial nominee that President Bush sends up to get a vote on the floor, but that he'll support them, and possibly they will push him to support what may come down the road, something that Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist actually threatened rather openly at a speech he gave at the Federalist Society last week, which is to change the filibuster rule, something that a lot of Republicans have been uneasy about doing. They may push him to do that. But my guess is that he will prostrate himself in front of the Senate Republican members of the Judiciary Committee to get their support, and he'll get it.
Now, about that filibuster rule, the Republicans are calling it the nuclear option. Essentially, it's they want to find a way to get around the Democratic filibusters that have happened over some judicial nominees. Can you tell me what changes they're talking about?
Sure. And the Senate rules have a catch-22 built into them. They have a rule which says that you can filibuster any attempt to change the rules that requires two-thirds to overcome it. What Senator Frist is talking about, in effect, is to take to the Senate floor and basically circumvent that set of actions by having the vice president, the presiding officer of the Senate, declare that filibusters against judicial nominations are on their face unconstitutional. There might be an appeal of that, but under the rules, that appeal only requires a majority vote.
So, I mean, would it be effective?
It might work. The question is, what's the cost? And that's, I think, the danger for the Republicans, that in the process of doing this, they could end up with much more than they bargained for in terms of headaches on all kinds of other issues.
Another major item before Congress is reform of the intelligence community. After the 9/11 Commission issued its report this summer, there seemed to be a lot of urgency to adopt its recommended reforms. Does delay weaken the chances for sweeping intelligence reform?
Oh, no question it does. And I think what you've had here is that the House Republicans, who have been strongly opposed to the kinds of changes pushed by the 9/11 Commission, and in part because they've been urged along that course by many people in the Defense Department. But they've been trying to run the clock out on this.
Well, one thing they presumably must take care of in this lame duck session is appropriations, funding the budget.
Yeah.
Are we looking at spending cuts, or do you think Congress at this point will continue to allow the deficit to grow ever larger?
I think it's far more likely that we'll see the deficit growing ever larger. What we may see, because they are under some pressure to hold to some fairly firm spending caps, is a few usual budgetary subterfuges, pushing expenditures off into the next year, artificially changing deadlines to enable them to get through this particular moment. And remember that this has been a problem among Republicans. They were unable to get a budget through either house of Congress. You know, you've got a lot of fiscal conservatives suddenly alarmed that all the tax cuts have been in no way matched by spending cuts. Deficits are ballooning, and it is time finally to bring that spending down. That'll bring a bloodbath to the Congress next year.
Norman Ornstein is a senior researcher at the American Enterprise Institute. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.